News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Former ambassador and current dean of the Bush School of Government, Ryan Crocker, updated Chamber of Commerce members this week about the current problems in the Middle East. After the presentation, Crocker described the power of the Islamic State group, also known as ISIS.
I call the Islamic State Al-Qaeda version 6.0. They are more numerous, they are better armed, they are better financed, they have more experience. They have several thousand members who have Western passports and don't need visas to get into this country. And now with their gains inside both Syria and Iraq, for the first time, they have something that no form of Al-Qaeda ever had. They've got the space and they've got the security to plan longer-term, more complex operations.
Crocker says the United States needs to be engaged in the region and use all available tools. But the former ambassador says the form of the engagement has to be flexible depending on what's going on in each country. A Brazos County constable isn't happy about a pending move to the courthouse. County commissioners heard a request this week from Precinct 4 Constable Isaac Butler for another officer after just finding out he will be responsible for serving more court papers. Then Butler shared his frustration that he wasn't included when the decision was made to move his office from a standalone building to the fourth floor of the courthouse.
The whole lot of people that in that my precinct, they won't come into that courthouse. They're like they coming over there and just run through there and pay, because they think if they come through that metal detector and go up to that fourth floor, whatever the reason, they may not be able to come back out of the courthouse.
County Judge Dwayne Peters told Butler the decision to move the constable's office to the courthouse was before precinct lines were drawn after the 2010 census. At that time, Peters said the courthouse was part of Precinct 1. Commissioners took no action on Butler's request for the additional officer. A Bryan man is accused of taking his father's pickup without permission and leading Bryan police on a pursuit involving multiple crashes.
Jail records indicate it's a second arrest this month and 17 in the last 8 years for 26-year-old Rafael Villarreal. According to the arrest report, the father told police his son had been up for 3 days using narcotics and was probably under the influence while behind the wheel. Officers reported the truck swerved while on Highway 21 and FM 2818 before turning on Beck, then entering the Oakwood Mobile Home Park. By the time the hour-long pursuit ended, the truck hit a mobile home, a mailbox, and a utility pole. One patrol vehicle was also damaged. Villarreal's jailed on bonds totaling $104,000. From Brazos County District Court, a College Station man is admitted to shooting in July of last year outside the Southgate Village Apartments. 30-year-old Garen Moore has been in jail since his arrest last October, was sentenced to 10 years for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim, a former friend, told investigators several shots were fired. One hit the victim in the lower calf as he ran away. A College Station woman has entered guilty pleas to 2 drunk driving arrests over an 8-month period. 54-year-old Pamela Paisley was sentenced to 3 years for her 3rd and 4th DWI convictions. The latest were in March of this year and July of last year. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
It's 809. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
This morning, we have showers and thunderstorms along the coast, and the big question is, do they make their way this far inland? For today, we'll have partial sunshine, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures today between 90 and 95. For tonight, it looks like it's going to be partly cloudy. There's the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Lows tonight around 75. For tomorrow, partial sun is back, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow 90 to 95. Clouds, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. That's us. I was going to try to do a I thought I knew that quiz, but I don't have any. I, I had, what, like five of those? That was it? I'm still having to work on that. It's very, very difficult. Well, it is.
It's hard to know what you don't know.
I know, exactly. Yeah. After I read that, I go, oh, I didn't know that. But anyway, well, also because we have a first-time guest here, and it's always nice when we can introduce them by, you know, having them do a little quiz, but couldn't do that. Gina Florence is here this morning from the City of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're a newbie at the city, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So welcome in. So you're from far away, nearby what?
Pretty far away most recently. We spent the last 5 years in the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay.
But we're originally Texans.
Okay. We were talking off the air. The commute's a little shorter here.
Works
better. So so you're in the communications. Now, how long have you been at the city?
I've been with the city since the beginning of March.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So anyhow, so if you see her out there with her City of Bryan badge on, say hey. What are we here to talk about this morning?
We're here to talk about all the great new programs with Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. The fall and winter activity guide comes out in a couple weeks, and it'll actually be online September 2nd.
Okay. All right. So find out things that now is this things that are going on in the different parks and situations, or is this part of continuing education too, or how's that all tied together?
All of the above. Activities. Okay. We've got some great activities coming up, as well as some after-school programs for kids and peewee sports like baseball for 3 to 5 year olds. And then at the adult sports leagues, basketball, softball leagues, and at basketball league, there's a new floor that'll be out at the Neil Rec Center.
Oh, how fun. Okay, so upgraded facilities to go along with all that stuff,
Working on some upgraded facilities, for sure.
Okay, they still looking for coaches, or are you just looking for participants here?
Right now, I believe we're just looking for participants. Okay. And everything is available online to register, and then again, the activity guide will be out soon.
Okay, so that'll be a hard copy that they'll be able to pick up in other places around
hard
town?
Hard copy will be around all over town. Mm-hmm. It'll also be given out at the schools, so be sure to check your kids' folders around the week of September 8th.
Okay.
And then it'll be available at the park office, at the municipal building, the libraries, and all places around town.
And what's the link on the website?
Parks.bryantx.gov.
Okay. Or just click on parks when you get to the main page, huh?
Definitely.
All right. There you go. So that's what's going to be going on in the fall and winter from the City of Bryan. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Uh-huh. We visit with folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
And there's no better time to hit the road than right now at the free Labor Day sale at RV Station in Bryan. You may ask yourself, self, why a pre Labor Day sale?
Because you might want to use your new camper this Labor Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get off the couch and hit the road with your family in a brand new Jayco J Flight 28 BHBE.
Just $198 a month.
Let's hit the road.
Gather up all your Labor Day toys and hit the road in a Keystone Raptor toy hauler. It's a $395 LEV, folks.
Take $34,800 off.
Yeah, yeah.
Folks, you can save thousands on our entire massive inventory at RV Station and Bryan's pre-Labor Day sale. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Shop us 24/7, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Jayco number 2942, sale price $21,995, 144 months, 4.99 APR, 10% down plus TT&O. Keystone number 2547, sale price $69,995.
814, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Now it's time for our World of Animals segment. The world's wooliest sheep has been discovered in Australia. Sean the Sheep. Sean.
Well, what else would you call him?
I guess not. Shorn Sean.
Harry.
Shorn Sean. You could call him Harry. And after he gets cut, it'll be Shorn Sean. Anyway, Sean the Sheep hasn't had his wool sheared in at least 6 years now. His coat weighs 44 pounds.
Holy cow.
It's got to be kind of uncomfy, I would think, in the winter, in the summertime for Shaun the Sheep. Anyway, completely covers his eyes. Shaun's owners, Peter and Nettie Hazel, didn't intend for him to go so long without the haircut, but the sheep have been wandering around on their farmland for years, and they just can't find them all. They're, we'll put a little GPS tracker on them. Would it kill you?
Hang a bell on them.
Something like that. That used to work. They were surprised that he survived so long, since sheep usually fall over and can't get back up. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know. We've got that drop here, that sound drop someplace here. Anyway, experts think that once Shaun is sheared, be able to make at least 4 full woolly sweaters from the fleece. So there you go. And now for something really, really scary out there in the ocean. It's a hurricane. But it's different than any hurricane we've ever had before.
All right, so not so sugary sweet.
Well, the thing is, it's kicking up waves in California and devouring other storms standing in its way. That's exactly right. Yes, we are.
It's a storm-eating storm.
Yes, it is. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration released satellite images yesterday showing Hurricane Marie swirling side by side next to former tropical cyclone Carina. Now, Hurricane Marie will not only absorb Carina's storm strength, but also be sending swells as big as 15 feet along the Los Angeles area beaches. Had a surfer die in Malibu, is that right?
Yeah.
Yesterday? He got pulled under by the waters. Likely produce life-threatening surf conditions and rip currents in Southern California and Mexico's Baja Peninsula, at least through today. So there you are, that. And I'm sorry, Patrick.
Oh.
Human influence on climate change is, quote, clear and is having widespread and consequential impacts on human and natural systems, end quote.
Now, I'll be fair. If it were clear, I would buy into it. I have not seen this clear evidence, but please, do tell.
Well, it's from the United Nations.
Oh, I already don't like them. They got that going against
okay.
them.
Okay. So there.
Why are you going to be a hater?
Quit
giving them money and kick them out of New York.
I agree. Well, they take up all the good parking places. they do anything wrong and you can't prosecute them. I mean, no, we do. I would agree completely. We need to send them packing. USA Someday says that the changes seen in the last 6 decades include extreme weather, fewer colder temperature extremes, and more hot temperature extremes. This according to their science panel. The UN report also claims that the cause of this climate change is due to man-made emissions of greenhouse gases, which are, quote, the highest in history, end quote.
They are the highest in history.
Yes.
And we're not seeing the same sort of hockey sticks type of skyrocketing temperatures and other phenomena that they promised.
You're such a doubter.
They promised us.
You promised. Anyway, and also, this has been unprecedented in at least 800,000 years. They say that the recent uptick in carbon dioxide levels correlates with the rise of global temperatures of about 1.5 degrees since the early 1800s. By 2015, temperatures will rise by another 3.6 degrees. And by 2100, I won't care. By 2100, temperatures could be about 6.7 degrees warmer.
So we'll melt your face off hot.
It will. The huge sheet of ice over Greenland will melt entirely.
And then we'll drown.
Leading to as much as a 23-foot rise in world ocean levels, leaving many, many coastal cities underwater. So there. And once again, anything that happens, understand, there will be no advancement in civilization. Nothing technologically will ever advance us from where we are now. You understand that, right? And the world will happen, and even if man had anything to do with getting to where we are. Man will not in any way become any smarter or any more technologically advanced. We're all going to stand here like idiots for the next 100 years and let this happen, okay? Just saying. Just saying. Hello.
Yeah, so in 2100, B-Dios will be waterfront ocean property.
Yes,
huh?
Sir, it will. I'd say buy it up right now. Buy it up right now. Again, they think we're going to sit around like mozons and let this happen to us. Is that what?
Well, they're mostly right, at least, you know, 54% right.
Yeah. We voted for Barack Obama how many times?
Oh, I know, yeah. So now, and the thing is, when they got ready to have the news conference, did they tell the scientists to make sure and not wear any bright colors? Did they make sure that they didn't smile? Then they made sure that they didn't have anything that made people feel good.
That reminded me, there was a photographer who went around and took pictures of climate scientists with their concerned faces on.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it's a whole series of scientists, and they wanted to show the emotion tied to their science.
Oh,
and the concern, the faux concern. No, they're probably legit. They think they're concerned, and they probably think there's a lot to be concerned about, and maybe there is. Maybe they're right. They just haven't proven it to me.
I don't think so.
The pictures are actually a little funny, if you know.
That's the awesomest.
That's the awesomest.
Okay, give me your concerned face. That's it. Okay, give me your happy face. Oh, no, just happy face. No, can't do that.
You're only at like a 3-foot sea level rise. Give me like a 15.
Yeah.
What happens if they rise 15?
Okay, now, I don't want you to get anything beyond pensive. Okay? Pensive is as high as we go on the plus scale, okay? After that, we have to keep going down and down and down until we're finally scared to death. And then we'll go ahead and put your – then what we want you to do is hide your head in your wastebasket. Okay, that'll be the last one. Do the ostrich thing, you know.
New data from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The economy was growing at a slightly faster pace than previously thought last spring. The Commerce Department revised its estimate of second quarter growth upward and now says the gross domestic product expanded at an annual rate of 4.2% from April to June. The prior estimate was 4% even. There were not as many new faces on the unemployment lines last week. The Labor Department counted 298,000 first-time claims for jobless benefits nationwide, 1,000 fewer than the prior week. Stock market futures are lower ahead of the Thursday session. Fresh signs of tensions in Ukraine appear to be having an impact on the markets. Abercrombie & Fitch posted a bigger second-quarter profit that topped analyst expectations. And many of L.L. Bean's mail-order customers have switched from telephone to internet ordering. That trend is expected to pick up steam, and Bean says it will close a call center in Bangor, Maine in 2016. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Afford an amazing office for your business in the best buildings nationwide? Think again. Think Regis. Regis removes the hassles and costs that come with office space. Just call 1-800-OFFICES for a quick quote. Pick from any of their 2,000 prestigious locations and you can start working immediately. Regis offices are fully furnished, staffed, and ready to go. No upfront cash required and no long-term commitments. Right now, they're offering 1 month free. Call 1-800-OFFICES and start today.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG home appliances are right in step with your busy world. The largest capacity washer in its class saves you up to 20 minutes per load, even on larger loads. LG's door-and-door refrigerators offer instant access to gotta-have snacks. And with LG Easy Clean, you've got a sparkling oven in minutes. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at bestbuy.com/LG.
Game day for Texas A&M this afternoon, 4 o'clock broadcast time, 5 o'clock kick time. The Aggies are in Columbia, South Carolina to take on the ninth-ranked Gamecocks. A&M into the season ranked 20 and then 21 in the two polls, AP and the coaches poll. Head coach Kevin Sumlin on South Carolina.
Three straight 11-win seasons in the SEC. It's nothing to sneeze at.
I think they got an 18-game home winning streak. It'll be a hostile environment. First game on SEC Network, national TV, the only game on. Other than that, we don't have much to prepare for.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Again, our broadcast starting at 4, our kickoff at 5:01 from Columbia against South Carolina. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, it doesn't take much to remember what it used to be like back when I was about 70 pounds heavier, hard to move, out of breath after climbing the stairs, couldn't fit in many restaurant booths either. Not anymore, though, of course. Not after a couple of months on the Active 8 weight loss plan developed by Michael Steelman, MD. You lose weight quickly and easily and without hunger or cravings. And you keep it off. That's important, that you keep it off. I have for over 3 years now. Call them. Tell them Chaz told you to call and get a very special cost savings price right now. It's the doctor's office diet plan that you can use at home. Try it. It worked for me, 70 pounds worth. Just tell them Chaz told you to call, and you'll save 25%. That's a good thing. You can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. Or you can go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive8.com. I saw an article in the newspaper the other day. Seems that a group of women right here in America who call themselves witches were upset that they were being misrepresented and discriminated against. Witches. Discriminated. Now, my first thought is if you're really a witch with the ability to do some sorcery and magic, well, you can just get the kettle brewing and conjure up a solution for that little problem, can't you? But it did get me to thinking and doing a little reading. Fact is, there are some people in the world and even in this country who think themselves witches. They even have an organization and hold meetings regularly. Now, I don't know what they do at their meetings, but I doubt it's fly around on brooms. Which brings up another question. How in the world did that one get started anyway, flying around on brooms? I mean, with all the ghosts and the goblins and weird stuff that people have come up with over the years, that one kind of stands out as being unique. And it seems that, in a strange way, witches did have some valuable use at one time. In their attempt to make various poisons and potions, they actually discovered some very good and practical uses for plants and herbs, and a number of remedies for some common illnesses. All in all, it wasn't all bad. And I guess that's what all the modern-day witch covens were yelling about. They had been misrepresented as being the black-caped, wart-nosed, broom-flying scaries who do nothing but put horrible spells on people and kidnap little children. Well, I don't know. Witches? Nah, not for me. I think it's just chemistry. I'm sure that everyone has their own opinion of that, but one thing you may be interested in knowing is that one of the most common substances that the old witches used was something called belladonna. Now, the name is derived from the Italian for beautiful woman, not something that was commonly associated with our image of witches, but they use this substance in many of their brews and potions. When belladonna is rubbed on the skin, its active ingredient, atropine, is absorbed and can give rise to hallucinations. Are you there yet? It's a little known fact that belladonna was frequently and liberally applied to the women during coven meetings. So you see, witches could really fly, at least in their own minds. And now you know.
Stand by for the next step in United States government surveillance. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. In today's world, our computers hold so much that's important to us. They serve as modern-day photo albums, virtual scrapbooks, digital filing cabinets. And as much as we like to think those digital files are indestructible, they're not. Unless you back up with Carbonite. I trust Carbonite with all of my data, not just my family memories, but vital business information that's essential to my show. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud consistently and automatically. You don't even have to think about it. Instead, you can dedicate your energy to keeping your business moving forward. For all your computers, at home and at work, trust Carbonite to keep your data safe and sound. Go to Carbonite.com now to get 20% off two-year subscriptions and 30% off three-year subscriptions for a limited time. You'll be joining the 1.5 million customers, including small businesses, that already entrust their data to Carbonite. And when you purchase now, you also get 2 free bonus months with offer code Kim. Simply go to Carbonite.com. Be sure to get your 2 free bonus months using offer code Kim. Today, the next step in our government surveillance. As taxpayers, you and I are about to spend $1 million on a new database that will track what our government calls false and misleading ideas, hate speech, political lies associated with congressional campaigns, and subversive propaganda. They're calling the database Truthy. Listen to this description. Truthy will be a sophisticated combination of text and data mining, social network analysis, and complex network models. Wow! Now, just think of the problems here. One person's so-called subversive speech may simply be that person's constitutionally protected opinion. The database is supposed to be nonpartisan, but its lead investigator openly supports well-known progressive groups, such as Move On, Greenpeace, and President Obama's Organizing for Action. Unless it's stopped, look for Truthy to come to life online in 2015. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Making sense of animal sounds. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Human speech includes thousands of languages with a power to express countless thoughts and emotions. Bird and mammal vocalizations are much simpler, but perhaps not as far from human speech as scientists once thought. Eric Kirschenbaum is a researcher at the National Center for Mathematical and Biological Synthesis. He analyzed the vocalizations of 7 chatty species, including finches, bats, pilot whales, and orangutans, and found they were surprisingly complex.
In fact, they were more consistent with a more complex statistical process that has more language-like characteristics. So our conclusions might make it easier to understand how language could have evolved in so short a time from its animal origins, which may actually not have been quite as simple as we thought they were.
He says the animal studies are helping researchers understand the evolution of human speech. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Brazos County commissioners are a step closer to coming up with an alternative plan for developing new computer software affecting the courts, prosecutors, and law enforcement. 8 weeks ago, the county sued a Virginia-based company after being notified they went out of business without finishing software for the local criminal justice system. Commissioners discussed ongoing negotiations with a possible replacement in executive session, as requested by Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard.
Very sensitive for various reasons, so it is my determination that deliberation in an open meeting would have a detrimental effect on that, the position of our county, the court, in the negotiations with this particular person we're contracting with, and also with other competitors.
After the closed-door meeting, Ballard told Commissioner Irma Cawley he will compose a contract for future consideration. Brazos County paid AMCAD, the company that went out of business, $2.6 million to replace a 14-year-old software system. As the United States military continues airstrikes targeting the Islamic State, also known as ISIS, the dean of the Bush School of Government says Washington politicians have to put aside their partisan differences. After speaking to a Chamber of Commerce audience this week, Ryan Crocker was asked how Congress should address what's going on in the Middle East.
Our leadership in Washington of both parties need to take a deep breath, reflect that our national security is at stake here. There are always things to fight over in politics, but America's national security is not one of them.
Crocker says the United States needs to continue having a presence.
The form of that engagement is going to change depending on the situation, depending on the country and our relations with it. We've got to be flexible. I've argued that when it comes to the Middle East, we've got to be ready to use all instruments of American power, hard power and soft power.
In the last 3 weeks, the American military has conducted more than 100 airstrikes against ISIS targets in Iraq, and the Obama administration is considering a humanitarian effort in northern Iraq, where at least 12,000 have no access to food or water. A Bryan man is held in the Brazos County Jail without bond after his arrest for assaulting an emergency room employee at St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center.
The arrest report from Bryan Police states the ER technician, an ER patient, and a friend of the patient were assaulted by 18-year-old Jose Reyes. All the victims were admitted for treatment of injuries. Officers say Reyes, who was also a patient, ran out of the hospital in shorts and a hospital gown with an IV needle still in his left hand. Reyes was caught at 29th and Villa Maria, returned to the ER to remove the IV needle, then taken to jail. A Bryan man has been arrested for an aggravated robbery that took place at the College Station apartment complex in April. 22-year-old Justin Wallace, accused of holding up three people and taking $500 and a cell phone. College Station police continued their investigation. From Brazos County District Court, a Madisonville man who punched an acquaintance in the face and drove off in his car from a South College Station convenience store has entered a plea agreement where most of his punishment has been served. The deal, 30-year-old O'Brien Rourke Jr. made with prosecutors, where a robbery charge was changed to unauthorized use of a vehicle, led to a 9-month sentence. Rourke's been in jail since his arrest 7 months ago. According to the arrest report, it took at least two firefighters and three police officers, with one shooting a stun gun twice, to get Rourke in handcuffs after crashing the car. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office went to court to revoke probation of two people. 31-year-old Bryson Walton of Bryan was ordered to serve a 6-year sentence from a conviction 6 years ago for enhanced family violence. He was arrested in March for possessing marijuana and, according to prosecutors, had not stayed in contact with the probation office. In a separate case, a Brennan woman will serve 100 days in jail for violating probation from a drug conviction that took place 5 years ago. 24-year-old Chelsea Hickman, who was originally sentenced to 10 years, contested the return to jail. Prosecutors say she did not successfully complete a drug court program. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A contractor being sued by Texas for fraud refuses to turn over client Medicaid and health records, putting the state at risk of massive federal fines. And that has led to the state filing a second lawsuit.
Texas has already sued Xerox for improperly processing Medicaid dental claims for the state. A federal audit found Xerox authorized claims which should not have been paid, and the state terminated Xerox's contract. The company is supposed to turn over all medical records and patient information, but Stephanie Goodman with Texas Health and Human Services Commission says Xerox is holding the information hostage.
We need to be able to assure our Medicaid clients that their information is safe and secure, and we also need to assure the federal government of that. Other information could be something that, for whatever reason, they're worried about showing up in a lawsuit. We're just not sure because we don't have access to the information.
Xerox refuses to return the records or provide any information about the security of the records, which include client names, photographs, birth dates, and medical and billing records. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust, where local bankers and customers know each other. Everyone talks about customer service, but we live by it. It's the principle this bank was founded on and our commitment to you every day. We invite you to experience the difference real customer service can make when you bank locally. Stop by any of our 5 convenient locations or contact our customer service department directly at 260-5100. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, this year's Best of the Brazos winner in non-medical care. From home health care to one-on-one caregiver assistance, Cornerstone provides the best care at home. Their experienced caregivers provide 1 to 24-hour assistance with activities that allow safe and independent aging in place. Sometimes the help is temporary, such as a post-hospital stay or during an illness where safety is a concern. For more information, please contact Maggie Condorla Alexander at 979-229-4610.
It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
This morning we have showers and thunderstorms along the coast. And the big question is, do they make their way this far inland? For today, we'll have partial sunshine, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures today between 90 and 95. For tonight, it looks like it's going to be partly cloudy. There's the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Lows tonight around 75. For tomorrow, partial sun is back, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 90 to 95. Clouds, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
No, really, we'll welcome the risk of the rain. We really will. We will fully embrace the risk of the rain. Okay.
because we're brave like that.
Let us have the rain. We could go for it. Vanessa Williams, the singer and actress, in a bit of trouble with the IRS.
Oopsie.
Owes the federal government $369,000 for her 2011 earnings. IRS has filed a lien against her, where she lives in New York with her four kiddos.
I don't understand earning more money than I've made in a number of years.
Yeah, owing that. Well, they make a lot of money.
You know, I get, I do understand numbers like that.
I'd sure like to find out.
I know, they make a lot of money. So here you go. The seven highest paying college majors.
Okay. On the heels of, boy, I wish I had more money.
Yeah, there you go. Number seven is computer science.
Yeah.
Number six is electrical engineering.
Ooh.
Number five is software engineering. Number four, material science engineering. Are you noticing a pattern?
Sure. I bet number one's engineering. Engineering.
Yeah, number three is aeronautical engineering. Number two is chemical engineering. Number one.
Petroleum.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oil and gas. Gosh, if we only had a large school that had an engineering college.
That are trying to get 25,000 more engineers.
Are gonna.
But that's unfair to people who don't like to study.
Yeah, I know.
Or work hard.
Really? Gee whiz.
Why can't there be like basket weaving engineering?
Could they have museum engineering? Could they have art history engineering?
Reverse engineering. I take apart things.
Yeah, that's it. Poetry engineering. All right, let's see.
Oy vey.
Roses are red, but violets are actually...
Speaking of poems.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. I'm a radio professional. Thank you. Roses are red, but violets are actually violet. Charlie Chaplin once won third place in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest.
Have you seen a picture of him without a mustache?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, of course, you know, later in life. The glue on Israeli postage stamps is certified kosher.
I knew that. Yep. I'd heard that.
Oh, yeah. I guess most glue is hooves.
Yeah. Bats always turn left when exiting a cave.
Really?
Yeah. They have a big sign in all the caves that say no right turn. I know.
Yeah.
You know, one of the interesting things, generics have been around a long time. One of the really sad generics, I think, is TiVo, because it became a generic, and it's never been the market leader. I mean, it never had the ability to control the market to such an extent. It's just, it was a catchy little word, because when you say you're going to actually capture something on your digital video recorder, people will say, well, I'm going to TiVo it. Okay? Well, there have been generics, of course, for a long, long time. One from a long time ago was for the phonograph. Okay? At the time, the best-known phonograph player in the beginning was the Victrola. So, of course, people would say, put that on the Victrola.
Right.
Okay? A company came along and decided they wanted to develop a record player for cars. Okay? So you know what they named themselves?
Stupid.
No? Think about it. Motorola. Thank you.
No kidding.
That's why you listen to the show.
I'll be darned.
So you can learn little thingies like that. Okay? They decided because they were going to make a phonograph record for a car, which, again, was a pretty stupid idea. No, really, if you just sit still, if you don't drive, it'll be fine. Motorola, that's how they got
that. I'll be darned.
Man. All right, here we go. Your typical college freshman, excuse me, college student, owns 6.9 devices, you know, devices. Number nine is your tablet computer. Number eight is your desktop computer. Number seven is your digital camera. Really? 58% of college students own a digital camera.
It's better than your phone. So much better.
That's a large number, I think. I didn't.
How much of that is holdover that mom just went, here, take this with you?
Well, it could be. Mm. Number six, MP3 player. Number five, flat screen TV. Number four, printer. Number three, a video game console. 76% of students own those. 78% have a smartphone. And number one is the laptop computer. 86% of college students have laptop computers.
Wow.
That's pretty good market penetration, I would say. Not bad. And I'll have to find, I had something about the number. All right, so when was the last time you downloaded an app? When was the last time you downloaded an app?
3 or 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And, well, because the story that I saw, and I'll have to go try to drag it out to get the numbers out of it, is that apps are just not being downloaded as much anymore as they used to be.
Really?
Yeah. That maybe, well, again, you find the ones that are really cool, and the last one I downloaded, I had, because I'd had it on my old phone, and I just hadn't put it on the latest phone that I've gotten, which is like a year and a half ago, was Shazam. I hadn't had Shazam on that. And I had it on my other one. And
yeah.
You know, and it is. That's really cool. I just think that's neat. Again, that's not life and death or any of that kind of stuff, but I'm not a big apps person. I don't do that very much. I don't think I'm of that demographic anyway. But, you know, how many people are downloading apps anymore simply because, you know, you got the ones you like, you're enjoying your little games or whatever, and I guess we have to have another Angry Bird. Something has to take society by storm, and then we'll have another one of those. But
I guess then there's just, you know, you get what you need when you need it.
True. And
it's the newness, the coolness kind of, oh, look at all these apps, is kind of worn off, and now it's become utilitarian.
And I think that is probably to what they speak, and I'll have to drag the story up and see, but I believe that's right. The ooh, that's cool, let me have one of those thing, we've gotten through that phase where, well, it's like anything else. You go, hey, I could Google that if I wanted to. but we don't do that anymore. A program at the University of California, Berkeley, Cal Berkeley, managed to predict the Napa earthquake by 10 seconds.
Yep.
And that doesn't seem like a lot, but even a few seconds' notice could be crucial, allowing, for instance, utilities to shut off gas lines, stop elevators at a floor.
True.
Slow down trains. With a bit more funding and research, the U.S. Geological Survey believes they could have warnings up to a minute in advance of an earthquake.
Wow.
That would be...
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that would be. Current system is called Shake Alert. Boy, they're not real high.
Obviously created by an engineer.
There you are. Leapfrogs the earthquake by measuring the rapid P waves of a quake, which can give a good measure of how destructive the slower but damaging S waves will be. While Napa wouldn't have gotten any warning, the Bay Areas may have gotten at least a few more seconds. California Governor Jerry Brown has signed a law that was supposed to turn Shake Alert into a statewide program, but so far they've only gotten $10 million of the necessary 80 that they need for the new infrastructure.
Put it on Kickstarter.
You know what? That would be something people would spend money on.
You're right.
If governments would fund certain projects through
a matching deal.
Yeah.
Do a match deal. Yeah.
One of the things I heard is that they could even tie it in, if it was automated, they could tie it into, say, fire stations' doors, and have them go up automatically. Uh-huh. So if the power gets shut off, they're not stuck inside.
Sure, yeah, no, good idea. I mean, there are a whole bunch. I'm sure that there are any number of applications that they could look at that and say, this is something that we need to do. It's obvious that if they've been able to understand the way that it happens, is that those waves come, the P waves are there before the S waves, then all they do is, again, monitor the P waves and get
it's
it
fascinating.
It is, yeah. Forthcoming book on America. See, if it weren't doing that, we'd be playing Toby Keith. So, there.
Don't you make fun of Maverick.
I'm just saying. They could do that. That's fine. Anyway, I'm just saying. You know,
you have
that.
To find another kind of station to pick find on out. Now.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll do 10 seconds of dead air between everything we say, and you can guess what kind of station.
I'm Frank Frisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
Howdy, Aggs. This is Coach Billy Kennedy, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggies men's basketball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we are excited to get back on the court and play in front of the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $100. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you will join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this season. Gig 'em.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
All right, you got our 2014 Nissans.
Yep, got your shipment.
Copy that.
You're not a trucker.
Yeah, 10-4. So what you hauling?
I've got Altimas.
With up to 270 horses under the hood. Perfect for the open road.
Sure, and I've got Sentras.
Nissan Connect, great for keeping in touch. So what's your handle?
Over and out.
It's the model year-end, and Nissan's unleashing the 2014s. Now, get the bottom line on the 2014 Altima, just $189 a month. Or get 0% APR for up to 72 months on the 2014 Sentra.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas. The Bottom Line sales event is going on now. Don't miss our best offers of the year at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off of Highway 6 at the new University Drive exit.
Or choose Nissan.com. Event ends September 2nd. Nissan, innovation that excites.
For qualified customers with approved credit, Altima $26.99 initial payment for 36 months. Sentra $13.89 per month per thousand financed. Excludes taxes, title, and license. Must finance through NMAC from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for Nissan Connect information and other details.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW caller gave me a call during the break to tell me that it was the Gavlin Manufacturing Corporation that was the forerunner to Motorola, even before it became Motorola. How do you like that?
They have the smartest people listen to this show.
We do. And so I went and drug out some more. Their first product was a battery eliminator. What does that mean? A battery eliminator. Don't know. Anyway, they introduced, the company introduced one of the first car radios in the Motorola brand was born. In 1930, they did that. In 1940, Motorola created the first walkie-talkie. Motorola, in 1956, once again led their way in the industry, developing the first ever pager. Remember those things?
Yeah.
While pagers soared in popularity in the 90s, Motorola's original concept, the handy talkie radio pager, was used in hospitals in New York City with a range of about 400 kilometers. Doctors paid $12 a month to receive radio messages.
Oh, so you've got a handy talkie there.
There you go. In the 1995, Motorola introduced the first two-way pagers, the Tango, which allowed users to receive text messages and reply with standard responses. Yes, okay, whatever. Neil Armstrong's famous words when he became the first man to land on the moon in 1969 were spoken on a Motorola radio transponder. And in 1973, the world's first cellular telephone, which weighed 12 and a half pounds, you know, was developed by Motorola. So there you go. Stuff like that. Pretty
very cool.
Yeah, it is. It sounds fun. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that around 1966, 64, one of my cousins had a device in his car that played records. It played 45.
Really?
That's absolutely. He had a Plymouth, big Plymouth, and it had a 45 player in it.
Wow!
And you could play it and drive.
And it wouldn't skip, huh?
Nope, wouldn't skip. Whoever figured it out. But yep, damn man,
could be done. Absolutely. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
That's cool.
I wonder how many records it held, or if you had to reload, you know, had to load a new one each time.
That's, I wonder how skip protection worked on that.
Well, you think about it, jukeboxes, you know, that was kind of neat because, you know, that was perpendicular. You know, it wasn't, it was vertical. It wasn't,
right.
It wasn't horizontal. And
isn't that way several of the jukeboxes worked?
Yeah.
The old jukeboxes were like that?
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of fun. You know who designed those, right? Engineers. <You know? laughs> That's the reason they make so much money, okay? The engineers. Okay, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, we're looking at $100 million, they're telling me this morning. And it's reached the Simpsons, so there you go. Obviously, bigger stars than Homer have taken the challenge, but he's the first cartoon character to make it happen. He simply poured a glass of water over his head, but of course, Bart used a helicopter to drench him, because
yep,
after all.
I saw it. It's funny.
Is it? That's kind of cute. Diane Sawyer has retired from the World News Tonight. That's probably news to a lot of people because they don't watch the World News Tonight, but now you know. Did you ever know she was there? On her final broadcast, which was last night, she said, "Now it's time to say goodnight. I want you to know that I What a deep privilege it has been to sit in the World News chair. Of course, not leaving ABC. She said she's just going upstairs to another place, another department, another department.
That sounds rather daunting.
Down the hall and up the stairs, she said. I'm not slowing down. Okay, we'll see how all that works out. What, Halloween 2 months away? Lionsgate Films has announced that they're going to re-release Saw for you, in case you didn't see it.
Creepy.
Yeah. 10th anniversary.
Holy cow.
Yeah. The killer, Jigsaw, played by Tobin Bell, places traps where victims must mutilate themselves in order to survive. Boy, what a feel-good hit that is. The film was such a hit, of course. There was Saw 2, released the following year. Then 3, 4, 5, 6, and Saw 3D as well. Got that going on for you. I do remember that I think Chase went to see that and came in and told me on Monday that was a pretty creepy show. NFL returns to the UK next month. Def Leppard will perform before the big game where the Oakland Raiders and the Miami Dolphins will play at London's Wembley Stadium. The band will do a few of their biggest hits in front of the sold-out crowd, ready for more Sunday football. It'll be September the 28th, okay? Got that going on. And if you're a vinyl lover, if you're an old person who likes vinyl records.
Or a young person who likes vinyl records.
That's right.
Because they sound better.
There's a short film shot in 1971 at Tower Records on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. You see the aisles and aisles of boxes of this new vinyl being unboxed and piled up by the store's employees. All things must pass. The George Harrison 3LP vinyl set must have been on sale because there were dozens and dozens of stacks of that. But anyway, it's I don't know what the name of it is, but I'm sure that you can just kind of Google that and you'll be able to find it if you want to see what it was like in the days of vinyl. Hello?
I heard Aggie Productions was going to do a sequel to Saw called Saw Them All.
Thank you.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
In the past couple of years, there's really been an uptick in concealed handgun licensing. If you've been curious to maybe get one of those, you have a firearm in your house that you don't know anything about, maybe because it was inherited, or you have guns in the house and they make you a little nervous, this is the perfect opportunity for you to fix that. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and my friends at Gun Corps are doing a free firearms workshop August the 29th at the Gun Corps shooting range. You'll get 1 free hour on the range with an instructor who's going to help you walk through any part of the weapon that you don't know, and they'll even show you how to use it correctly. To find out more, go to gun-core.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Warspangers. For years, I've told people that the greatest advantage of Harvey Warspangers is how unique we are, that the greatest disadvantage of Harvey Warspangers is also how unique we are. People just didn't know what to think of us, and I understand why. I'm glad to say that folks are finally appreciating just how special we truly are. I've told you that in the last 6 months, we've been featured in Bon Appetit Online, Travel and Leisure Online, National Coin Op Magazine, CNBC, among others. We just finished filming as a featured destination on the Texas Bucket List to be aired in September. July marked our 19th record month in a row, and for a business that opened in 1998, I think that says something. People not only here in the Brazos Valley, but also from all over the country are taking notice. Whether it's our great homemade food made from scratch, our wonderful selection of Texas craft beers, our state-of-the-art laundry area, the area's most popular drop-off service, or just being able to say you've been to one of America's weirdest restaurants, you need to come check us out. Harvey Warspangers, if we're not on your bucket list, maybe we should be.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, a couple of minutes till. Hello? Hello? Okay. Yeah, there you go. All right, so there's a big football game tonight, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, here we go. It's the...
whatever.
It's a fight song from the other team. We're going to do the lyrics. Hey, let's give a cheer. Carolina's here. The Fighting Gamecocks lead the way. Who gives a care if the going gets tough? When it's rough, that's when the cocks get going. Hail to our colors, garnet and black. In Carolina, pride we have. So go, go, Gamecocks fight. Drive for the goal fight. USC win today. There you go. There you go.
Blah, 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 enthusiasm.
Well, after all, that's a fight song. What do you want? You know, they're doing the same thing at radio stations in Columbia. They're saying, what does the hullabaloo connect thing mean? So, you know, that's fine. Today is National Radio Commercial Day, by the way. We told you that earlier this morning. WEAF in New York City. 10-minute radio advertisement for a realty company. $100. That's pretty good.
Man, yeah, no joke.
That's what I'm thinking. 1968, the Democratic National Convention nominated Herbert Hoover, and there was rioting in the streets. Remember that? Yeah. And 2005, Ray Nagin. Remember him? He's the guy in prison now.
Yep.
Ordered everybody in the city to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Katrina. Some of them came here. Some of them didn't leave. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.